This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. New episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast drop on Mondays. You can find them at radioalice.com or radio.com. Can't remember what's happened on this week's episode.
I hear that show's taking the world by storm,
though. Oh, it's crazy. People love it. Just little tips and tricks and stories of his glorious past. Johnny Mosley Pod, everybody. Follow him on Instagram, Johnny Mosley Pod, @. Put the @ first.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft in San Francisco. Don't do it yourself.
Oh.
Leave it to the expert at Floorcraft in San Francisco for service and savings during their DIY sale going on now.
Don't do it yourself. Nice. Right. I like it.
Their experts will help you get your flooring, kitchen, plumbing fixtures, appliances, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Go to floorcrafthome.com.
The DIY. Don't do it yourself.
Here's what's happening. I am going to do, this is the antivirus break.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Don't worry. The next one is going to be all virus filled. Okay. But this one is the antivirus, I feel.
This is wonderful.
The trash break was very coronavirus heavy. I already said it. I don't want to say it. It's the antivirus break. Here we go. I'll begin with tonight's worm supermoon. Skywatchers.
Worm supermoon?
It's called the worm supermoon.
Why?
And it's coming to a sky near you tonight.
I did notice the other night how almost full it appeared.
It was very full this morning, as a matter of fact. I saw it on my drive in thinking.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, it's a full moon, but as people are into the sky and everything up there. The first supermoon of the year is coming tonight. They say there'll be 3 supermoons in a row over the next couple months.
Do we usually get this many supermoons?
No, I don't know what.
The wolf blood supermoon, the red blood supermoon.
And this is the worm
supermoon. The blue
supermoon. It turns out, as I read farther into the story, and I don't have all the details, so don't ask too many questions.
I'll try to refrain myself.
They say Native Americans named the moons way back.
They gave them all these wolf, I guess, yes. Blood, red, blue, worm.
So each full moon has its own name.
This is the first time I've ever heard of a worm, the worm supermoon, though.
And
supermoon meaning that it's super close in orbit?
Yes, well, yes, that's absolutely. They're so bright because they come close, very close to the Earth.
Okay.
And I do have those details for you if you need them, but they say this year, the March full moon will be the first of 3 straight full moon supermoons and the year's second closest full moon overall.
Oh.
The supermoon occurs when the moon is especially close to Earth while it's full. So, and they say that can appear to be 14% bigger and 30% brighter.
Goodness, that's so much bigger.
Than when the moon is at its farthest point. And you say, are you telling me about moons? That's right, because this is the antivirus break. Yeah.
Well, why do they call it the worm supermoon?
I told you the Native Americans named all the moons.
But there must be some reason. Can someone look up the why? I mean, why is it the worm?
It says, as the temperature begins to warm and the ground begins to thaw, earthworm casts appear, heralding the return of the robins. Thus, the orange of the March's full moon named the full worm supermoon.
There you go.
Nice.
Now you know.
Now, that the is
Native
wonderful.
Native Americans had their reasons.
We thawed out the ground. The worms made their appearance. The robins came back. The worm supermoon.
Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Now I know when I look up at the moon. So it's tonight.
It's tonight.
All right.
Look up at the sky.
Can't
it's
wait.
A big super moon, everybody.
It's not too cloudy. Yeah. It's been so cloudy.
Oh, and there's rain in the forecast.
Yeah,
and
what we got?
A little bit of rain in the forecast. I got a lot of rain over the weekend, did you?
We got a lot of rain.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good.
As I was expecting, actually. It happened mainly Friday night into Saturday morning.
I don't.
But yeah, I'm glad for every drop, right?
It's a trip because here I am. Everything that I do with my kids when I'm in charge is outside or at some place. Like
yes,
we go do
we're
something.
Going.
I can't sit here with you. I can't play dolls forever. And I definitely
and all my fun things are here. I got to go someplace where those aren't, so I'm distracted.
I can only do so much fort building before I'm over it.
Oh, man. Forts are great, though, because then you can be like, I'm the lion that lives in the fort. I do a lot of sleeping. I used to build magnificent forts for my kids. I'd crawl in. I'd be like, all right, you guys, you got to pretend you're the rabbits out there. You don't want to wake that lion up, you know. And then once in a while, I'd have to roust myself
and go
get the kids.
You rigged playing with the kids.
Right? Oh, my God.
For naps?
Unbelievable. You know, just for rest. Just, just to not have to be crawling on the floor. Just, oh. Oh, the big lion. Oh. Tired. Lion sleeps.
Well, anyway, so I was like, I can't take the kid to the gym because that's where the coronavirus lives. So
yeah,
we couldn't go do that.
That place
and then
is
there we were
central.
In the house, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's raining out. Mm. And this kid wants to be entertained all day.
And there's so many things that kids do that are so filled with germs that it's like, well, I'm not bringing you to the ball pit. And
that's
I'm not taking you to Tube Town.
Anyway, time changed over the weekend. Hopefully you're all on it. It's 6:40. It is 6:40, right?
Uh-huh.
Ish.
Yeah. So what is it really? I mean, it's really 6:40.
No, it's really 6:40.
It was 5:40 on Friday, and now it's 6:40 on Monday.
But now you get your bright, shiny sunlight into the evening hours.
I think it was like after 7 o'clock when it finally got dark outside. Maybe 7:30.
Stinks.
I was excited.
Hate it.
I love it. It means warm weather, long nights. Or long nights outside because it's not night, you know.
Right.
Evenings. Extended evenings.
Warm weather so you can put your parka on.
Yeah. Well, I always have my parka on, but I take it off
at
home.
Although you don't have it on at the moment.
It's hot here. Look at it. It's like 72 degrees.
Good. I have my jacket on to hide the...
Yes, reveal is tomorrow. Do you want to turn that down? Or you
no, I'm good. I'm fine. I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. Although it's not done, so there's no reveal.
Did he do the full outline?
You'll see a bunch of stuff.
I can't wait to
see a bunch of stuff, but you won't be able to.
Is it more of sort of the boily flesh that he puts in to put things together, or is there an actual central image?
No, there's no central image. It's very
sinewy.
What does he call it? Bio something.
Oh.
But it's very Geiger inspired. You know who Geiger is?
Well, you were telling me about him last week.
He's the guy who's the artist behind Aliens, and he does a lot of his art looks like it's
looks like boiling
robot
flesh.
No, it looks like the merger of robots and humans.
Cyborgs.
That's
I love it.
Look at his
love
art.
It.
You, in fact, you'd love his art.
I'm sure I would.
You love that kind of crap.
I do. It's true.
That science human
oh my God.
Thing. That's
love
his
it.
Thing.
The merger.
So there
we
you go.
We are the AI.
So that's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see it.
All right.
So it's mechanical looking and fleshy looking?
Mechanical looking. There's often like
no,
this
I mean
one,
your thing, yeah.
I don't want to tell you what it is, but there's
till the Tattoos Day reveal.
There's little eyes in there to keep an eye on you. You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
We feel tired 3 days a week.
Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Who are these lucky people?
Well, the day after a time change, you can expect everybody is dragging ass. Mm. Sorry, butt. Dragging
sure.
butt.
Dragging butt.
According to the National Sleep Foundation's annual Sleep in America survey, the average person feels tired at least 3 days a week. And only 16% of people say they rarely ever feel tired.
Yeah, who are those people? My goodness.
People under 25 should be those people, yeah. Right?
Maybe even people under 25 with no job and don't go to school. Like, you know, you're lounging around so much that when do you ever have a chance to be tired? You're like all topped off on the nappage. You know, oh, no, I'm fine. I'll do whatever you want. I just, you know, I was going to just hang here in the basement. But, you know, if you want to go out and get an ice cream or something, sure, I'm up for that.
58% of people say being tired affects their mood.
Yeah. Yep.
55% say it makes them irritable.
Yeah.
When they're tired. Yeah. A third say, I actually feel ill.
Oh.
I feel sick when I'm tired.
You should take a nap. If you're feeling sick when you're tired, isn't there some disease called like always tired all the time disease? Is something like constant exhaustion disease? There's something. It's like actual name for it. Like I want to say it's a chronic fatigue syndrome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice job, Sarah.
It's like Cher. Cher had chronic fatigue syndrome, or said she did, you know. It's like, I just feel like a bitchy invalid all the time.
Ways to get rid of that tiredness.
Okay.
Get
coffee.
Some fresh air. Oh. Drink coffee. Take a nap. Drink soda or other drink with caffeine. Eat some sugar. Chew gum. There you go. If you're feeling that today, there's some ways to get out of it.
Yeah. Coffee. Coffee's the fix-all. Although, I will say if you take a break from coffee for a few weeks, then you're like, oh, this is why I love coffee. You have it again. You're like, zing.
Twitchy.
But if you drink it every day, like we do, it's
I took
just
a break
what you
when
need
I
to
had
feel
the flu.
Normal. Oh, and how was it when you went back?
Good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted no part of
really anything.
I need a stimulant in the morning. I like it. It's part of my ritual. But the truth is, I'm more of a downer guy. Like when addicts talk about their drug of choice.
Yeah.
I was never a crystal meth guy or a coke guy. I never understood that. I don't want to be more awake.
Mm.
I don't want to be more of me.
You're just trying to turn the lights off.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's... Funny. You think you're trying to... I shouldn't speak for everyone. For me, I'm trying to escape me a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the getaway.
Right. Cocaine, it's more you all the time.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
God, it's all about
me.
It's amazing.
Yuck.
How I'm like, do you want to hear me say more things about... I mean, most of it I'm just making up, but let's keep going with this. For me.
But that was... You liked that.
Oh, my God. I loved cocaine.
Right.
It's bad, kids. Turned you into an idiot.
But you liked it.
Yeah.
All right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Almost as much as cocaine.
Marvin Gaye's real last name was Gay without an E.
Oh.
But if you remember, there was a time when, well, probably still
sure.
would be considered the case where...
Call someone gay, it's like an epithet.
People are prejudiced against someone like that, so he put an E.
Hmm.
At the end of his name, because early in his career, there were questions about his sexuality, he says.
Yeah, because that's based on your name.
The two busiest Costcos in the United States are both in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
One in Honolulu and one in Maui. I've been to both of those.
Why, I wonder?
Isn't that weird?
Why are they the busiest? What a weird thing.
I guess because supplies are something you stock up on. On an island state. It's got to be.
Yeah. They're probably one of the biggest importers, right? Because, I mean, you got to go buy everything there.
Right.
They're very efficient in Hawaii with the Costco.
How so?
So there's a guy that, as you're lined up, there's a guy that walks up to all your items and positions it so that you can scan it easily. So when you get to the clerk, it's... And then you're out. You know?
They just reach the thing into your basket and
scan
it like that.
The little scanner
wow.
gun. Yeah, so somebody's there and they position everything in the cart.
Teamwork.
So
that,
yeah, it makes so much sense.
I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Well, whatever.
So I do that when I'm here at these Costco's.
John
now.
Does that too. He puts it so that he doesn't have to take everything out so that all the UPC codes. Is that what
I always yeah. put stuff. When I go to the grocery store and I start putting stuff on the conveyer,
mm-hmm.
I put it. So I worked at a grocery store. I worked at Vons in Cardiff.
Vonda.
He rolls into the view. He rolls over, rolls back.
So
I wish you could see that.
As a former bagger, I know how you want sort of things to go. So I group everything together.
That you want bagged together.
That I'm trying. So I'll put cans together up on the thing first so they can.
Heaviest stuff first.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's,
keep your bread off the conveyor belt.
I don't even put it on
until
the last thing. Eggs. Yeah. So I do that every time.
Yeah. You got to really. It's, you know, otherwise you're just going to have a bunch of squash, tomatoes, and bread that doesn't. It's like a doorstop. It's not even like bread anymore.
Well,
sandwich out of that.
I can tell you this. A lot of kids today do not take pride. They're not, there's no bagging pride. They're like uninterested.
Yeah. No, John likes to bag his own.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, it's a thing. I probably wouldn't even know about the heavy stuff first. You know, John was a bagger too.
Oh, he was?
When he was a kid. Yeah. So he's always, he's very particular about it and he wants to bag his own stuff. So he like gets through the line as fast as he can, you know, puts in his payment stuff and gets down there and starts bagging his own stuff. He'll even go, I'm bagging it.
I got
this. Send the person away. Bags it up.
Yeah. I'm with him. I do the same thing quite a bit. Continuing on with our antivirus. Antivirus news.
Damn it. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A farm in North Yorkshire, England, caught fire Saturday afternoon. Firefighters were able to put out the fire after it spread about 800 square feet. And then they figured out the way it started. Apparently, a farmer had recently put a pedometer on one of his pigs to prove it was a free-range pig.
Oh.
Another pig ate the pedometer off of that pig.
Oh.
And that pig pooped in some hay, and the copper from the battery reacted with the poop and the dry hay and caught on fire.
Damn.
No people or animals were hurt in the fire.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it was...
But that would trace it back to the... Guy wanted to say, these are free-range pigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice for a pig. I mean, listen, barnyard animals have miserable lives, you know. At least give them some, don't keep them in a little teeny cage.
Right.
Let them run around a little bit, you know.
A house in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada, caught fire on Sunday morning. The fire inspector figured out it was caused by a pile of laundry fresh out of the dryer that spontaneously combusted on the couch.
What?
That's right.
But...
Fortunately, two people in the house escaped from the second floor on a ladder, so no one was hurt.
That's insanity.
It's pretty rare, they say, but if you want to be extra safe, the fire inspector says, quote, when you take clothes out of the dryer, let them cool. Don't pack them away, and don't pack them tightly.
You know, we almost burned our house down last year when we were staying in the deck, right?
Why would you do that?
I told you that.
No, you didn't.
I must have.
Why did you do that?
Because we had oily rags. And we had these oily rags, and we threw them in a bucket, and we put the that's it. They just had the stain on it, the oily stain.
Uh-huh.
Put them in the bucket. Put it in the not the garage because we don't have one of those. In the shed. And then like maybe 3 hours later, we're out back. I'm like, God, it smells like plastic is burning. It's not like the lightest smell.
It was melting the bucket.
It started to smolder and lit. And then when we opened up the door to the thing, like there's smoke pouring out of this thing. And we're like, oh my God!
The shed's on fire!
It wasn't, thank God. But we, you know, had to spray the hose into it. And just, it was crazy. Just you got to be careful. You got to like rinse your rags or lay them out, let them fully dry before, or whatever. I don't know all the tricks, but I was like, oh my God.
You need
and
a metal bucket.
I guess, right? It was crazy.
Wow.
I know, but that's, you know, that's, at least those had like some kind of like an accelerant on them. I can't imagine, like I take out my clothes from the dryer and put them in a basket all the time. I just throw them in a basket and then I'm going about my business doing other stuff. Like to think that your laundry could spontaneously combust.
You stained your own deck?
Yeah. There's video of it on my Instagram.
There is?
Yeah, we did a time lapse thing of it. It's weird.
You stained your own deck.
Yeah. Yep. 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Right before the 4th of July.
So it needs to be stained again already.
We got to do it this year.
Oh, man.
And power wash it and stain it.
And you just put stain on stain, or do you have to
take
the stain off?
No, it's like a seep in oil. It's oil stain. So you just power wash the deck, get the dirt off, and then put on a fresh coat.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll take about 3 days.
And you're going to do it.
Yeah, John and I will do it. Oh. Although, maybe we'll hire somebody this year. He never wants to, though. I'm always like, hire someone. He's like, yeah, we can do it. Okay.
The guy who treated the fence I bought last year, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He did it in like a day.
Yeah.
Because they've got power sprayers and
right.
They know exactly how to do everything.
Yeah.
And I would still be there.
Right. It takes forever.
So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, you guys, love to do stuff.
Do we?
I think you do.
I guess we just don't like to pay for stuff. Like, well, I can do that. But should you, though?
This story's out there
should
in the
I?
News.
We're
I don't
old.
Know. I love dogs.
Yes.
I really do. I'm a big dog
sure.
fan.
Well, dogs are so sweet.
I haven't gotten it together to get another one, but I had one of my own for many years.
Wait until you can leverage it for something that you're, you know, for behavior you want from your kids. Because kids always want dogs. So just wait till they're both like clamoring for a dog and then, you know, get some trades out of them.
Sure.
They'll never stick, but in the end, you'll have a dog.
This story is about a dog that had been passed over at the shelter for 5 years.
Oh, it the lived poor little in, thing lived in the shelter for 5 years while other dogs got held and loved.
And it finally found a home.
Oh, this is that actually breaks my heart.
I know. Well, but here's the thing. On one hand, I would say, well, that's terrible. How could no one have stepped up? On the other, there are dogs that are behavioral. They have behavioral issues.
Is
whether
this a
they're caused.
Dog?
Well, they say here the dog definitely, it's a large dog. They say that what they wanted was someone without kids who had a lot of energy to keep up with the dog. He's large, but he's like a puppy.
Mm.
So they were able to find a family where this was going to work out. At the time when the dog was found, had been abandoned and had an abscess on the side of his face. Oh. So they had to give him surgery and fix him and. Anyway, he's received a lot of attention through the years, so they clearly loved him at the place and wanted to get him to the right home. They found a perfect match. His new mom and dad, Jordan and Amy, are going to be his forever home.
Is he a mutt, just a big mutt dog?
It doesn't say
in
this
story. Wasn't like a specific rescue? Because there are big dog rescues, too.
Most dog breeds have rescues. Mm. So, like, for example, if you have a golden retriever
or greyhound
that needs
or,
that's right. causing you more trouble than you can handle right. you could get it a rescue and they'll put it with someone else who loves that brand of
right.
dog
specifically looking for that knows
right.
what those kind of dogs entail.
Anyway, they are very excited to say that this dog who'd been in the shelter for 5 years is now finally in a forever home. Yay!
That's a nice story. God, that makes me so sad. It's so depressing. Like, you almost want to take a bunch of animals every time you go to the shelter just because it's like, oh, this is just not
it's too
where
much,
a
right?
Sweet. Dogs just want to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful when you select a dog. And you
even
know,
my Willa, though, 2 years in, I swear to you in my own head and sometimes out loud, I was like, this is not why people get dogs. She was so much work
right.
that you absolutely find yourself going.
And that's why I'm saying.
I need a compliment to my life, but I can't have a full-blown project
right.
every day in my life.
And that's the trouble. People like you stuck it out. You stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
You did what it took to give her a happy life. You did right by that dog. A lot of people don't do right
by
their dogs.
But it's hard.
It is, but it's.
I'm not excusing.
You don't abandon your dog.
I'm just telling you, I understand where someone would find themselves going, I can't.
Absolutely. And then you make the responsible choice, the hard and difficult choice to call the rescue or you find it
a place.
You don't just drop the thing off. Like that's, don't do that. And don't just buy a dog or a puppy on a whim.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my antivirus news break.
That was excellent, Ben. I forgot all about the coronavirus.
Now listen to me. My next news is going to have it. So now you need to do a little break from the coronavirus
too.
Let me see
if I can do that. Hold on.
It's going to be there.
I don't know, man.
It's going to be there in my next news break. I just
pushed
it.
Well, then maybe I'll look for other, because I have a couple. But I'm going to start with the chick who fell off the pole. Remember her from a couple weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I have an update on her.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.